Welcome to E-commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and their own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys. Hey guys, in this video, I'll show you how to fix the feedback score for your page. In the first part of this video, I'll show you how to basically make sure that your feedback score on Facebook doesn't get hurt. So if you're advertising on Facebook, you know how important the feedback score is. And if it's bad, it will basically sabotage all of your performance. And in second part, I'll show you how to recover it. And by the end of the video, I'll show you how to create pages that have no feedback score at all. I'll show you where to get those pages. I'll not show you exactly because this is something that we maintain for our private students, but I'll show you if you want to get the page with no feedback score, like this one on the screen you can see here, has no feedback score at all. So I'll show you exactly how to get that. So let's get started. I'll show you step by step how to do it, guys. Hey guys, so comment cheat sheet if you want this exact cheat sheet that I'm sharing in this video, so I'll share them with you. Basically, the first part is how to maintain the positive feedback score. Now, the positive feedback score, this is the feedback score, and this is the link. If you want the cheat sheet, obviously, if you just comment cheat sheet, I'll send it to you, so you can just click on this link and get to the page. So you would see your feedback score, you can see from 1 to 5, right? And when it is basically falling below 2, right, then you'll receive a delivery penalty, like you will pay more to reach fewer people, and it will not be good for you. So even if your advertising is like perfect, still, like, you will just lose all of your performance. Advertising disabled, the same here. This is even, you know, worse, and so you will not be able to advertise like properly. Then you have, if it's like below 2 and 3, then it's just poor customer feedback. You're getting the delivery penalty. Now, what I found is that if you are below the average, right? So when you have the customer feedback score, there's like this average tab. If it is basically average, or if you're below average, then in the auctions, you'll lose auctions because of that, because Facebook takes it as one of the factors for the auctions. Now, ideally that will be 4 to 5. Now, at the end of the video, I'll show you where to get the pages with no feedback score at all. And this is only for our students in the E-commerce Scaling Secrets program. So we basically help students to create pages like this. You can see on the screen, no feedback score at all. I'll show you how to get those. So basically, this is how it's structured, right? So there are a few factors that go in here. Like, first is the product quality. So Facebook asks the customer about the quality of the product. And this is in the percentage out of 100. So it's like basically out of 100 percentage. Then whether they did receive or not, then customer service. And so Facebook would ask customers if they're satisfied with service, delivery speed, and others. Now, you can see here, so these are all of the like factors. This is how it looked like. So shipping speed, product quality, customer service, delivery speed, now like how to fix this. Right, this is what's important. So product quality, first of all, I mean, if you're selling like a bad product, I mean, nothing will help you like long term, right? I mean, you'll either get like returns, you get like chargebacks, you'll always have like issues with your advertising, and then feedback score specifically will get impacted. Now, so what we do to resolve this is to basically order the product. For example, if you're selling like an orthopedic pillow, right, let's say you're selling like an orthopedic pillow, then you just go to Amazon. Let's say you find a product that's similar to what you want to sell. Let's say this one, or let's say like this one. You just order the product, because I mean, if it's more or less the same that the product like you want to sell, then you can check the quality. It does not guarantee that you get the exactly same product, but you'll get it faster. You'll get it faster if you order from Amazon. And also, you can create your own custom content with the product, which is the added bonus. Now, guys, this is number one. This is must have, like, for every product that you want to sell, just verify the quality. Because this is like, I mean, this is where a lot of people getting like burned, because I mean, they're selling products that are not like good quality. And AliExpress reviews is like, good AliExpress reviews is not like the best indication of quality. Now, the shipping speed. Right, so there are certain templates you need to send to your customers to notify them about the delays with shipping. If you're not using special lines, if you're using ePacket, then you basically want to have everything structured, notify people about delays in shipping. So here's how to do it with Klaviyo. So it's called post-purchase sequence. You can see here, it's basically you can adjust all of these messages, and you can see there are some examples as well. Also, here are some of the templates, specifically the templates for the delays with shipping. So you can see here how to communicate delays, and there are like several examples here that you can specifically use. As an option, you can send your customers like a free gift because they're waiting. This is the template that communicates it. Hello, thank you for order. Thank you for placing your order with us. We just checked and get notified that your product will be shipped with a delay. You should expect your order delivered within this many days. We'll also include a free gift for you as a sign of appreciation for your patience. And if you would like to cancel your order, please let me know. And guys, if you don't want to use Klaviyo, you can just like modify the order confirmation email. So this is the exact copy. So hello, thank you for placing your order with us. We just checked and got notified that your product will be shipped with a delay. You should expect your order to be delivered within this many days. We also include a free gift for you, a sign of appreciation for your patients, right? And here's exactly the instructions. Again, guys, comment cheat sheet if you want this exact like cheat sheet. So share it with you. This is just one of the things that our students in e-commerce scaling secrets program get. Make sure that you have commented cheat sheet so we send it to you as well. Now, you can see there are like exact details. And guys, you don't want to mislead customers just to make money because it will hit you. It will backfire on you. And this is just, you know, will be like high return chargeback ratio. Customers will not be happy. And it's a matter of time, like it's just a matter of time when you'll be getting banned by your payment processor. So as long as you're transparent, communicating with customers, like most people are understanding, and you shouldn't have issues. On top of that, what you can do is like utilizing tool like SMS Bump, you can set up the sequence for to notify customers about the delivery delays. So you can see here, it's like outlined step by step how to do it, right? Basically, all the integrations, everything step by step, very, very, very helpful tutorial. This is what you can do here. So this specific link to this. And if you guys are not using SMS Bump, I mean, you're losing like thousands of dollars every single month, probably more. Just get it here. So I have the special link here if you want to start using it. Number three, guys, customer service. I mean, this is just, again, this is like common sense. This is like what, you know, everyone should have. If you have issues with feedback score, I mean, this is something that good customer service will help you to resolve too. So ideally you'd have like VA support agent. I mean, we have over 1,000 of support agents to call customers who are asking about delivery times, communicate about shipping delays. So we all feel better like if company actually responds and cares if they're, even if they, you know, screwed up or if there are any issues that are happening. So you can set up your account with Gorgeous, which is great software for the, you can see here. You can apply for Gorgeous. So this is the software to help you with basically with customer support. It's very easy to manage. It's very intuitive. So it's amazing tool for Shopify to manage your support team. Now, customers did receive the item, right? So you can set a delivery speed here. So you can see here, it's like you have the link to set delivery speed, but that will not guarantee that you will actually like customers will get the request for their feedback score after this many weeks. This does not guarantee it. So just, I mean, know that it will not be like it is here. Even if you set delivery speed of like 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks, customers might still get their feedback request after like 1 week. We've seen this, I don't know why it happens, but it happens, so just know about this. So what if your shipping speed or product quality are not good and you know about it? Like, so fix it as soon as possible so you build a consistent, profitable business. But in the meantime, you can do, this is the structure, how you can do it. This is a bit like advanced, so this is only for people who are advanced, who are doing like good volume, like 6, 7 figures per month. So you can see you can have like multiple BMs, in each of those BMs are like accounts, let's say 3 accounts and 3 VAs, 3 new pages under each. Now, all of this can be eliminated, guys. Again, by the end of the video, I'll show you exactly how to eliminate all of this. And this is only for our students in e-commerce scaling secrets program. So we show them how to create pages with no feedback. You can see the page with no feedback here on the screen. And we showed them how to create those pages. I mean, this page, you've just seen on the screen just like basically today, I just got the notification, the feedback score got removed. But if you want to keep it more advanced, more complex, and here's the structure you can use, you'd need like quite good, like quite big team. So because like every VA would have like new pages, and then you'd basically interconnect the BMs and the virtual assistants, and kind of like every they would have all of this like structure in place. If you have this structure in place, don't spend aggressively. Don't spend more than $900 per day. That's just indication in our experience. So you want to just fix, you know, what you can with like shipping, with product quality, then you can scale more aggressive. But this is basically, guys, how to maintain the positive feedback score on your page, how to recover Facebook page score. So this was provided by Eli Richardson, one of our students in the program. He does over $100,000 per month in sales. And so basically you can see here, this like he tried all different methods, and then he tried like one thing that basically increased his feedback score from 1.9 to 2.6. This is paid method, right? So you'd have to pay for it. And basically this involves issuing your customers like a rebate as soon as they purchase. So rebate amount is up to you. He offered like $10 rebate for every customer that purchased. It first scheduled, so to do this, like in first schedule email, it's basically to send directly to your customer as soon as they purchase. Basically, it would ask like, want a $10 rebate on your recent purchase? And this, you know, it's like basically very high open rate, same as order confirmation email, and then it would send people to ClickFunnels landing page. And then you would just provide people the instructions on how to basically give the feedback score, right? So feedback score you have in your ad account, so in your personal profile. So if you go here to this link, again, guys, it's common cheat sheet on the bottom. So I'll show you exactly how to, so you have all of this, right? So you have all of these like ads, and then you can leave the feedback, right? You have the, you know, the feedback. Basically, you can click like satisfied, neutral, dissatisfied, right? You have all of these things here in place. This is something that you can do to like leave the feedback. So this is the instructions you would send to your customers for them to leave the feedback for you, kind of like fix that, right? So obviously that will cost you money, because every, you know, customer will get $10 off, and then like obviously it's paid. Let's say you want 10 feedbacks, and like it will be like $100. And it works, but it works fast. And so it's kind of like very like urgent method if this is specifically what you need to do. Now, another thing here, if your page got hit with low feedback score with coronavirus issues, you can use this template to recover it. So this is the whole template. I'll not be reading it, but this is very like detailed explanation why this course, courtesy of one of our students, Maxim. Basically he's used this template and it worked for him. Also, one of her students shared this method of basically removing himself as admin, making his friend an admin before he could go below the penalty, and then making a new page and start the ads again. Now, again, guys, all of these methods are good, but then at the end of the day, ideally, you wouldn't have this, right? So you can see this is literally like very like fresh. So this is just updated today. We have removed the feedback score on the page. We are able to advertise it. We're able to use it. We show our students in e-commerce scaling secrets program exactly how to remove their feedback score. Our students are also able to replicate it from their side. Basically just eliminate this issue from your business, because I mean, you have all of these moving parts. You have the ad accounts, business managers, obviously product research, conversion, logistics, so many moving parts. But then if you eliminate at least this, then you don't have to worry about it, and you can just continuously advertise and scale your business. So this is what we help our students with our program, E-commerce Scaling Secrets. There should be a link below this video. You can apply for the program. It's only for serious entrepreneurs. There is investment required to be part of the program. Only for people who already do numbers and wanna do even bigger numbers, and specifically for Q4, because like having many great pages with great feedback score or no feedback score is mandatory for you to do well in Q4 and do six, seven figures in revenue and in profit. So this is it, guys. This is what I wanted to share with you. These are some of the tips that you can use. Again, common cheat sheet below this video. So I'll share this with you, all of these tips. And also, if you want to basically know how to create pages with no feedback score, we don't share it publicly because we don't want too many people jumping on it For now, we just want to keep it for our private students. So if you want to know how to do that, then apply for our program e-commerce scaling secrets. The link should be below. You apply for a call, have a conversation with our team members, and we'll see if we can help you to scale up your business and also remove the feedback score in the process for your business. So this is it, guys. Thank you very much. I'll see you in the next video.